Dear God, in the wondrous name of your Son, Jesus, we thank you for your goodness and mercy today. Lord, we know that goodness and mercy is all in the grace of God. We thank you that you are for us, and who could be against us today? Lord, we just thank you for your exceeding great and precious promises. Lord, even though we fail, you abide faithful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. You've led us all the way. Dear God, you will lead us home. Lord, help us to put our confidence in you. God, whatever it would be that would be troubling us today, may we put our confidence in your leading power. And Lord, to that we say thank you for your goodness and mercy. Lord, we commit this time to you. We thank you for everything that you're doing. We ask that your Spirit would just anoint and magnify the wondrous sweet name of Jesus. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Well, let's open our Bibles today, brothers and sisters, to the book of 1 Samuel. And we'll be in chapter 8. That's 1 Samuel chapter 8. And we'll begin reading from verse 1. And it came to pass, when Samuel was old, that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second, Abiah. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes, and perverted judgment. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together. Notice it was themselves together. And came to Samuel unto Ramah, and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. And brothers and sisters, as you read on in this text, I really believe you'll see the sorrow in God's heart. See, he knew the sadness and he knew the destruction that would follow and come about in their lives. And yet, fully knowing what their choice would be, he yet still ever warned them through his vessel Samuel. But their defiance continues, and we'll finish up here in the 19th and the 20th verse. It says, Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, Nay, but we will have a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king judge us, and go out before us, and fight our battles. Now to this, I think how timely that God has really put this upon my heart. Here we are in a time of electing a new president. And it seems all that we hear, complaining, murmuring, promises of change. And yet I have to tell you, brothers and sisters, I used to be somewhat of a political man. I'm convinced to leave that up to God now. He puts up and down whom he will. I know he'll perfect that which concerns me. And I mean he'll perfect that which concerns me. And that means everything. So I listen to this stuff. And you know what I've kind of figured out is, you know, man hasn't changed at all. Still claiming the same old wealth and prosperity. That's all going to come out about from man's wisdom. Still claiming the promises of peace that's going to be brought about by man's wisdom and power. And I have to tell you, I believe God looks upon this world today just as he looked upon this situation back so many years ago. And I believe he weeps. I believe he's saddened. And I believe he's so saddened because There's an absolute and complete departure, brothers and sisters, from His keeping, from God's keeping. And you know, as I was thinking about this, though, I thought, you know, Father, You've caused me to love You. I want to bring You joy. Amen. How about that? Do you realize that You can bring God joy? I'm not trying to be intelligent or funny or quick. I'm just telling you the truth. I want to bring my Father joy. And how I bring my Father joy is I say, you know what, God? Reign over me. Let me quit this stuff like men today and reign over me. Let me bring You joy. Because of Your love for me, I have compassion for You. And I want to bring You joy. That's just it. But so clearly here, brothers and sisters, these Israelites, they were looking with their own eyes. They reasoned with their natural minds and they found fault. And you will always find fault when you look with your natural eyes. And the reason that we do that as Christians, I really believe this, is it's always the easy path to justify our ungodly desires of the flesh. That's why we do this. We try to justify why we're going to act ungodly. Why we are going to go apart from God's will in our life. And what better than to start looking with these? And you know what? You'll always have sufficient witness because the devil is always right there to help you in your judgment. And he'll sit there and he'll help you to justify all of those ungodly actions that are running around your mind. And the thing about wanting a fleshly change in your life, I'm talking about a fleshly change, not a godly change. A fleshly change always requires a worldly solution. It's the truth. It's always going to require something of the world to bring about a fleshly change. And a worldly solution, brothers and sisters, is always going to be against God's plan. Let us be like all the nations. I don't want to be like all the nations. I don't know if I should say this, but I'm really concerned about the United Nations. But I understand in the Word of God, He told me that it would be so. It does hurt my heart. But yet, I look to the Word and man and sin and the evil can't help do what He had appointed them to do. Absolutely, brothers and sisters. Absolutely. And we need to know this. See, I've seen it played out many different times, many different ways, with many different characters. But the one thing that's consistent about going the way of the world is it's always going to end with a mess of pottage. And it will. And you know it. It'll end up with wasted time. It'll end up in time that was not redeemed unto the Lord. It'll be ending up in things where you will have regret. You will have remorse. And brothers and sisters, we live in a day and an age. I don't know how much more time we have. But I know that throughout the Word of God, He said, there's just a step between me and death. My life is but a vapor. I don't know if this is the next breath or the last breath or how many more that I'll have. But even more so than that, there's a quickening going on, brothers and sisters. Jesus Christ is about to come. And if you can't see it, God help you. Because it's all over the place. And most importantly, in vessels that are looking and loving His appearing, it's right here. Brothers and sisters, there's a stirring going on. I appreciated a sister saying, you know, I'm starting to feel just more uncomfortable being here. Amen. It's just not right anymore. I got to go home. I'm understanding, God, that I am seated in the heavens in Christ. Hallelujah. I understand my citizenship is over there. Citizenship's a big thing they're talking about right now. I really don't care. I know where I'm a citizenship, and that's forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But see, this mess of pottage, brothers and sisters, it comes in many different ways. Young people, it can come, and usually does, in heeding the world's defiant call. And it's true. Act up, act out. Let's not honor our moms and dads as unto the Lord. I'll go to the middle-aged. Seems like there's such a grip anymore of material things. God's showing us how quickly those can slip away, huh? How quickly we might not have a job tomorrow. Food and raiment. That's the promise I got. You willing to go? I hope I am. I don't know what God has for you, and I don't know what He has for me. As far as Brother Ty was talking about each individual path today. And praise God that He's blazing that path and went before me and finished it and shown me, brother, this is what I have for you. But you know what? I don't know what those individual things will be, but I do know they'll be for my good. I know that He would not withhold anything that's good for me. And I praise God that He'll continue to bring forth the things that need to be done in my life, if I'll just pay attention. But the middle-aged ones seem to be so consumed with material things. As we often tease our dear brother in the meeting, keeping up with the Joneses. Do I need a bigger house? Do I need a bigger car? But you know what? I won't leave out the elderly too. You think what's being just hammered in? Retirement. Oh yes. Got to get myself to a warmer place. What are you doing here, sister? I'm just loving the Lord. Hallelujah. How about His place? But see, we get so occupied that we need a warmer place. We need more golf courses next to us and all of those different things. See, may God help us truly to wake up, brothers and sisters. It's the truth. For the kingdom of God, the Word tells us, is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. We have been called to fight. Any more people want to give up? We just want to surrender in a sense. I want to surrender to God, but when you surrender to God, you're going to fight. And you're going to fight the good fight of faith. And yet, I'm telling you, I think most of God's people are still really in the dressing room and they have never even entered into the ring to fight. And I mean that. And there's a joy in the battle. There's an absolute joy in the battle. And the marvelous thing about it, I'm going to tell you, if you'll ever enter the ring, you'll find out that the battle's already won. And you talk about the title. Hallelujah. The title deed. It's yours. I'm finding that. That unknown door that Brother Hill spoke about in that very last time that he spoke to us. It's becoming my treasure. It's becoming my treasure to watch in your life too. Brothers and sisters, He's told me to feed the flock by the grace of God. You're His flock, I'm His flock. We're vessels one of another in Him. He's put the treasure into us. And there's lots of unfamiliar doors that we're being presented with. Because the time is now. The time to get ready is now. Jesus is coming. And those unfamiliar doors, they're vital. They're a requirement by the grace of God we need to go through. Don't draw back in unbelief. Don't reject and deny and neglect so great salvation. And I'm talking about the salvation that's going to take you right on out of this place. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The time of the Lord and His coming is at hand. But in this I read, and over we've talked about it, but I think it's so important at this day and at this time with all of these things pressing at us. And you know, in some respects, I'm thinking, you know, Lord, I'm thankful that it wasn't just one wave. I'm thankful that it was 100 waves that hit you. And you know why? Because you don't have anywhere else to turn. You're done. You're finished. God, it's got to be You. And I want to look to You and I want to grow up in You. I want to be ready. I'm starting to rejoice, not just in the tribulations that God is putting in my life, but the tribulation that God is putting in your life. Because I know it's going to finish you. And I know it's going to finish you right. And I'm beginning to rejoice because you know what? We're compacted together. We're tightly fit together. And when we get into the unity of the Spirit, I'm going to tell you that's a love that bonds us like none other. It truly is unsearchable. I can't figure this stuff out, but I'm not trying anymore. I'm just saying, Lord, I believe You, and You'll reveal it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But may God keep us from our thoughts, brothers and sisters. Really. May He keep us from our thoughts. Now, I do not want you to think that that means that you're going to be a mindless Christian stoop. Did you hear that? A lot of people think that when you go on with God, oh, you just have to be stupid. Well, I want to be foolish to the things of this world. Absolutely. Call me a fool. That's the greatest compliment you could ever give me. But I want to be crazy like a fox in the love of God. Oh, yes, I do. Because I know that's going to win Him. See, and it's quite the contrary of thinking you're stupid. I hope you know when you go with God, you'll receive the greatest, most brilliant mind there's ever been, because it's His mind. It's a mind that'll allow us to take, He'll take our natural talents. Do you know that you actually have some natural talents? Yeah, you do. You really do. But see, the beautiful thing is when His mind comes in, He takes them. And when He takes our talents, there's God-willed blessing. And when there's God-willed blessing in your life, it becomes a hallelujah life. You ever walk around your house and just say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for what you're doing in my life. The blessings, Lord. Everywhere I look around, it is all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And they are mine. God, I see them. I know they're there for me. I know they're there for you. Do you realize how much He loves you? Do we realize how much He loves us? But brothers and sisters, just as these Israelites, every time that we look to our flesh, we reject God. Every time we look to our flesh, we're rejecting God. The Word tells us in Hebrews 13:7. It says, remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the Word of God. So remember them that have rule over you. And the reason that they're talking about this, and this isn't speaking about somebody that is trying to domineer you, it's talking about that are in charge of edifying you. And have given unto you the Word and spoken unto you the Word of God, whose faith follow. Whose faith follow. The test, brothers and sisters, is the faith. It's the Word of God. It's the Word that is in this wondrous Bible. 1 John 4:1. It tells us, beloved, believe not every spirit. Don't believe every spirit. God help us, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. All right? Now, this just isn't pertaining to all the godless man's philosophy that's spewing forth out of pulpits today. It's not just limited to that. I want you to think about this. I'm talking about these Israelites that we were reading about today. How they've listened to the enemy's voice. And that enemy's voice whispering maybe to you that says to look at your brother's fault. To go ahead and judge them in that sin. Is that what you're listening to today? God help us if that's what we're looking at today. Whose faith follow? Whose faith follow? Brothers and sisters, it's the love of God. It's not the man. It's not the vessel. But it's the faith. It's the faith. And it's the treasure within the vessel. You know, God forbid I'd ever discourage you. But what if I did? What if I really discouraged you? And what if it was still God's choice to anoint this vessel? Would it be worth it still to you to judge me in your self-righteousness? Would it be worth it to you to pass by the greatest gift of forgiveness and love that there could ever be, in forgiving something that is beyond yourself? Would it be worth it to you to say before God, I have righted the wrong, and yet I've missed your best. God help us. God help us from ourselves. But see, this is just what these Israelites did. They did. This is exactly what they did. They missed God's best because they refused God's choice. This is every day, brothers and sisters. Every single day. Every single moment of every single day. You're choosing whom you're going to serve. And as I rejoiced last week with you, as for me and our house, this is God's house. We're going to serve the Lord. We're going to serve the Lord. But His house doesn't just stop here. His house goes into your house. He's there with you. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. He's with you always to the end of the earth. He loves you like that. God help us not to reject Him. God help us to stand fast, to adhere to this word, to this doctrine that has been preached to us. On Friday night, I was just so thrilled. Son, be about the sound words. The tradition of that doctrine that has been given unto you. Don't let it slip. Hold that fast which thou hast. That no man take thy crown. Brothers and sisters, children of the King, oh yes. Heirs of God, oh yes. But joint heirs, if so be that we suffer together with Him, to be glorified. Oh, hallelujah. Are you just standing in the glory of God today? I don't care how cold it is out there. Did you walk out and think, oh, I'm just basking in the glory of God today? It really is increasing at an increasing rate, brothers and sisters. I can't explain it. I'm so thankful that, you know what? It doesn't stop. It doesn't. By the grace of God, all I want to do is receive it. It's not going to stop. I just don't want it to pass me by. I don't. It's going to be there. It's going to be there every day. It's going to be there every minute. It's going to be there every second. Because He told me I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. So it's there. And the only reason I'm not receiving it is because I'm not going to get it. Open hands before the Lord. Fill them, Lord, with your riches. Time and time again, I heard that. What you talking about, Brother Hill? What you mean by that? How much does He really want to give me? Man, He gave us His Son. God's all in. God's all in for you. Why would He not give us everything? He gave us that Holy Spirit and He said, you know what? He's going to take the things of Christ and He's going to make them mine. And He didn't limit it to, well, those are the property holdings maybe, and maybe a little bit over here on the monetary side. Uh-uh. There's no prenuptial with God. Oh, no. I just love Him. I can't help because He just loves me and He loved me first. And He's pouring forth. It's like a dam bursting. And it's just pouring and pouring out to us, brothers and sisters. It is so apparent how much God loves us. You can't deny it. Oh no. I said it earlier. I do not know how God is specifically going to finish the good work that He's begun in you. I know He will. But I'm talking about, I don't know what triumphs He's going to bring in your life. I don't know what failures. I don't know what joys. And I don't know what sorrows. But there's a couple things we do know. It's going to all be by grace. And it's going to be in ways that we never thought. Oh yeah. Oh, what a day will bring. I was thinking, really, as the Lord brought this upon my heart, Lord, it could be 75 degrees. I took a walk with my wife yesterday. We walked along Clear Creek. There were crazy ones out in their swimsuits, basking on rocks and jumping in that freezing cold water. Well, today they're not out there, are they? But what a day brings. But that's how God is. And that's how He's going to test your faith. It's going to have to be that way. It's not going to be any different. When you see those unknown doors that just knock your socks off, and most of the time you're thinking, why me? How about turning it into, oh Lord, why me? I know. I don't question anymore. I know. Brother Paul told us he knew. And he said, you know what? It's just not for me, but that crown's for you too. Amen. And that was the crown, is that he knew it. Bring them on, Lord. I'm not going to say I'm going to tell you that they're, in a sense, comfortable and joyous for the moment. But I'm learning to put on that garment of suffering. Hallelujah. It's called the cross that I'm supposed to take up by the grace of God. Because the very power of Christ, the very power that sustained Him, the very power that allowed Him to see the joy that was set before Him. He didn't give you a different power. He didn't. He didn't give you a different peace. He didn't give you a different rest. He didn't give you a different strength. He gave you the same one. And I think about that and I said, Lord, I've got the same one. Because there is only one. There's only one peace. There's only one rest. There's only one joy. There's only one strength. And I'm figuring it out. It's yours. And I'm yours. And by the grace of God, you're mine. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. But brothers and sisters, as we close this up today, understand this is God we're talking about. Really. His ways, the Word tells us, are past finding out. That means you can't figure them out. That means, even beyond that, they're unsearchable. So don't try it. Don't. I just come to God because I believe that He is. Oh yeah. And that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And you know what He rewards us in? I'm accepted in the Beloved. That's my reward. I'm not looking for anything else, Lord. You just accepted me. I'm coming to see You, my Father, because I know You love me. I thank God for the dad that He had given me. Man, a man that would have given me everything. That did. He gave me everything. But would have made Himself poor, honestly. To give me an education. To give me clothing. To give me food. But I was so thankful I could just go to my dad in my later life and I'd just say, Dad, I don't need anything. I'm just here to see You. I'm just here to love You. Now, Father, I know I need everything and everything I need is from You. But I'm here today because I just need You. I'm just here because I love You. I'm not here asking for anything in my bank account. I'm not asking anything in my driveway. I'm not asking for a house. I'm not asking for any of that. I'm just here today because I love you. Now, do you think you could say, reign over me? Do you think a God that loves me like that, I could say, take the reins of my heart, let me let them go, and take them? In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. And He will direct our path. Isn't that wonderful? Let's bow our head. Dear God, we thank You again for supping with us today. Thank You for breaking bread with us, Lord God. Thank You for allowing us to feast upon Your Son. Lord, this is such a wondrous time. Thankful that we can be so joyous in You. But God, this is the most serious moment of our lives because this is the moment that You have given us, which is now. Today is the day of salvation. And Lord, help us to be the wife that has made herself ready. God, if there be any wicked way in us today, Lord, just search it. Search it, Lord. Let us put all on the altar this day. God, reign over us. And we know it'll bring the joy unspeakable and full of glory. And in that we say thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.